Okay, so the first question is, do you ever think about doing modeling? And no, I've never really thought about it, and I don't think I could, really. Next one, how do you feel about face sitting? Well, I haven't done it, so I don't really know. I guess it could be interesting. It also seems like it would be a really easy way to like suffocate someone or something like that. Have you or have you considered doing a RAOBJ? Well, kind of, but I really don't think I would. Yeah, I don't think I would really be into it. Or really think it would be a good idea, honestly. Why do you post on GW? Any special reason? I wouldn't really say that there's any special reason, but I guess it seemed like it was fun. I mean, that's probably why anyone does it, really. Like, if they see other people are doing it and seems like they enjoy it, then they become interested in doing it. Plus, it does feel good when you post something and then other people see it or listen to it, and they end up liking it. So that's pretty nice. But actually, the very first recording I made, well, the one I posted, it was a request from a while ago, and well, I didn't really listen to it, but I figured someone else might like it too, so I made a verification post, and then I posted that one, and well, some people seemed to like it, so I made a few more. And by that point, I had already been listening to it for a while, other people's stuff, for a few months, and making comments after a while. So yeah, that seemed pretty cool. What turned you on the most? I don't know if this is in general, but I do like names, like hearing things like pet names or like, well, ones that are nice, but also ones that are like kind of like degrading, I guess, too. Or like both at the same time. Kind of depends on what I'm in the mood to listen to, really. How many non-black dicks have you enjoyed? Okay, that's a weird one. Oh, one, just one, but like in general, ever. Are you a scientist? Well, no, I'm not, but I guess I could be one day. But not right now. What are your goals in life? I'm not sure about anything long term, but yeah, for now, I definitely want to go back to school as soon as I can. But not really sure what to do after that completely. How big are your tits? Well, I'm not really sure at this point. I haven't found like the perfect fit, plus things have been changing a little because of the weight loss recently, so the closest has been about 34J right now, but really depends on what, like the brand and everything and shape. That's close enough, I guess. If you could insert yourself into an animated series, Japanese or otherwise, as is, which one would it be and why? I think it would be that the anime series called Mikagura School Suite, the one. It's like based on Vocaloid songs or something like that. It came out last year. But yeah, I'll pick that one. It seems pretty interesting. Like, basically, it's a high school, and all the students, they. Well, most of them, they belong to certain clubs, and each club has, like. Well, like, people who are into certain things, and. They do club battles, basically, and so each person, if they become part of a club, then they get special powers to fight with, and it's pretty cool. Powers are related to whatever club and talent they are that they're associated with, obviously. I thought it was an interesting concept. What GWA tags are you most drawn to, and which do you wish there were more of? I don't really feel like I pay attention to individual ones that much. Like, well, there are certain ones I do like if it has spanking or blowjobs or DDLG stuff. But I think I pay more attention to like other things like the title and if it looks interesting, especially if it's something that has humor in it. Those are good. Something else, like if it has cultural references in it or something like that. And yeah, there are certain things that I think there should be more of, but yeah, some of them are kind of weird, so I'm probably not gonna mention them. What places would you like to travel to most, and is there any particular place where you would go for a hanky panky? No, I don't really think so. I don't think there's like any places that I'm particularly like really interested in going. But going somewhere different would be good. If you could be any kind of sexy supernatural creature, vampire, succubus, mosaic tentacles, Lovecraftian horror, etc., what kind would you be? Yeah, I think it would be the Lovecraftian horror type monster, like Aaliyah from Angel, because that seems more interesting. If you woke up from a cryogenic sleep and find yourself in the post-apocalyptic radioactive ruins of the city you live in, would you adventure by yourself, join a group of mad scientists who live in an underground lair with robot servants, or join a group of power armor wearing knights who travel around and pimped out blimp of death? Yeah, I definitely would pick the second one because I think if I went out on adventuring like that or fighting that, I'd probably die, and that doesn't seem very nice. Do you fap to audios, or do you only listen to them for intellectual reasons? If you listen to them for intellectual reasons, do you do it while wearing a top hat, a monocle, and muttering "Jolly good" every so often? Well, it really depends on what I'm in mood for. Sometimes, if I see that someone that I'm following or like that I listen to a lot upload something, then I'll just listen to it anyway. Most of the time, like as soon as I see it, but sometimes I do. Actually, yeah, a lot I do get off to them if I feel like it. Well, especially if they're long enough, but even if they're not, then I just like replay it or listen to something else from the same person usually. No, I don't wear anything special when I listen to them. What is your favorite position and why is it dragon style, in which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched, and the man has to thrust his spear of destiny at exactly the right spot or risk being killed by fire? Well, I've never tried that before, so I don't know if it would be good or not, but so far, I've only tried a couple of things, and well, I think my favorite position so far is, well, being on my hands and knees and getting penetrated from behind. It was pretty comfortable, plus it's good if you like spanking a lot. So it worked out pretty well. You gained telepathic power. Would you use them to lovingly fuck with people's minds, or not so lovingly if that's what tickles your pickle, and if so, how? If you don't want to use your telepathic powers for sexy purposes, then what's your favorite brand of ice cream? I think I would use it. Maybe not anything too bad, but maybe make people be in uncomfortable situations for a little bit. Like maybe make them think about inappropriate things at like the wrong time. Or have them do things that are slightly embarrassing, but not really that bad. That'd be pretty entertaining. Don't really remember the name, but there is this one small place that used to make like homemade ice cream, and it was really good. Plus, they used to sell it at other places sometimes. Sometimes they would have it at like school's dining center or something. It was actually really good. Had a bunch of flavors, so it was interesting to try different things all the time. Despite not being British and being much older than 11, Hogwarts sends you a letter inviting you to attend. What house do you join, and what do you think your favorite class will be? Well, I'm not really that familiar with it. So I took an online quiz, but it did say Hufflepuff would be the best fit, and that's kind of what I would have guessed anyway, so that works. Seems accurate enough. And I think the favorite class would be potions, since you can like use and like mix up different ingredients to create different potions for like a lot of things. That seems like it would be interesting, I guess. Well, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I would say my favorite fast food. Well, probably the chicken nuggets and fries from McDonald's, or the onion rings from Burger King, something like that. Or the fries from Burger King, It's the Clone Wars, and Dark Sidious has recruited you into his super secret genocidal boy band known as the Sith. What color is your lightsaber? What force powers do you have? And what's your super awesome Sith Lord name? I'm not really sure about the name, but my lightsaber would be purple, and I think I'd have mind control. You've discovered that you have the ability to turn into any animal. Apparently, you're an animagus. What animal is it, and how do you use your newfound power for sexy purposes? I think the animal I would pick would be a bonobo, because their sexual behaviors are really pretty interesting, I guess. Well, at least different from humans. You suddenly gain the ability to make any work of fiction, books, games, movies, etc. real. What's the first fictional work you would make real for sexy purposes? I would probably say, like, well, the Sims series in general. because it's usually not very complicated, and yeah, it's pretty simple, and you have a lot of control, and you don't really have to worry about disease much. You could easily buy a potion or something. Or just wait for it to wear off, usually. If you were to collab with anyone on GWA, who would it be and why? Can choose writers too. Oh, well, I guess technically I have, but right now I said I'd be more interested in writing something as a collaboration instead of rather than recording. And if that's the case, I'd say Von Scriptenseen, because I usually like the stuff that he writes, but usually if I have an idea or something that I end up not doing anything with it, or if I or I like start to write something but not finish it, so that would be interesting, I guess. And yeah, that was the last one.